Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. 7 minutes after 8 a.m., the phone number is 715-845-2155. If there's something that you would like to be, getting off your chest and throw in on the conversation. All right, I thought this morning one of the first things that we would jump into is give you an update on the two Virginia Beach students, the middle school kids that we talked about that were potentially looking at expulsion from school from playing with toy guns in their front yard. Now, a lot of you, if you haven't followed the story, that statement seems incredulous. You're like, what do you mean expelled from school because they were playing with toy guns in their front yard? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, that's why we're talking about it. A while back, earlier in the month, a couple kids out in their front yard, while waiting to go to school, out in their front yard, are playing with what's called airsoft toy guns. They shoot little plastic pellets. Potentially could be dangerous, I guess. But I mean, come on, let's not be wusses here. They're playing with their toy guns in their front yard. A neighbor sees what's going on and is very concerned that these boys are playing with guns, toy guns, in their front yard. Calls 911 to make a report, but says to 911, they're not real guns, they are toy guns. Well, cops have to show up. Cops show up, they assess the situation. Kids are playing with toy guns. But of course, a police report is filed. The local school board there in Virginia Beach catches wind of this, and they have a zero tolerance policy about guns. Okay. You know, I can understand that you do not want students bringing guns on board. I mean, bringing guns onto school campus. You don't want strangers walking onto the school campus with guns. We're going to end that discussion right there, whether it should be a gun-free zone or not. The fact of the matter is, it is. The law currently says it's a gun-free zone. They have a zero-tolerance policy. These kids weren't on school grounds. They weren't even near the school bus stop, 70 yards away from their bus stop. 70 yards. So the problem comes in, the school has no jurisdiction about what children do in their front yard.
Well,
none.
Unless they're doing something illegal, right?
Well, they're not. The county ordinance for Virginia Beach says that it is illegal. Hang on a second. Let me find the article, and that way I can be fairly precise about this.
And when you say toy, you make it sound like they were pretending to shoot something and going bang, bang. These things actually shot projectiles.
Okay, they shoot projectiles.
They're not guns in the normal sense of a gun that
you've
shoots
had
a
some
bullet.
Experience with these
but they
airsoft guns.
They shoot
yes.
little plastic BBs, if you will.
All right, little plastic
pellets, BBs,
whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to go hunting with. You're not going to take out a squirrel. You're not going to take.
You could put your eye out, though.
Yeah, if you put it right up to your eye and pull the trigger. All right, the Virginia City Code, this is where these kids live. Virginia City Code states, no person, quote, shall discharge any firearm, spring-propelled rifle, or pistol within 150 yards of any building. No person shall use a pneumatic gun except at approved shooting ranges or within private property.
All right, would that qualify under the first description you gave?
Well, yes, it is a spring-propelled weapon, but they're on private property. The ordinance says if you're on your private property, shoot all you want.
Even next to your house.
Next to
a building.
Being on private property excludes and overrides all of these other things. You can't be in public within 150 yards, did I say?
All right, well, that's certainly a different ordinance than many cities have. Yeah. I know you can't do that in Wausau. You couldn't go out in your backyard and shoot your gun in the city of Wausau.
My BB gun?
Any of your guns, I don't think.
Well, I can understand not going out there with my 40 or an AR-15 and squeezing off a few rounds in the neighborhood. I can understand the neighbors going, excuse me, I'm over here. But if it's a BB gun, shut up.
I don't know what the rule is about BB guns in the city of Wausau.
Say a BB gun. Give me a break. Go out in the backyard. You know what? If the rule says I can't shoot a BB gun in my backyard, probably going to break that rule. You know? A BB gun. Give me a break.
Just listen, like, if I break a window, I'll pay for it. Drive around talking on your cell phone while not wearing a seatbelt.
Yep. That's exactly right.
You are just a lawbreaker. You are a criminal mastermind here in town.
What's that?
You're like the Joker.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law. All right, so anyway, the code says that if you're on private property, you are legally allowed to play with your pellet gun, your BB gun. So what in the world is the school system doing here? They have no jurisdiction. Well, when we first talked about this, the kids were looking at a possible expulsion. The decision for punishment has been handed down. The kids involved are getting a one-year suspension. 1 year. Now, the school system has decided they're going to be lenient here, and they're going to say, well, you know, you can attend an alternative school for that year.
They'll be able to fight this, won't they?
They better.
They're going to sue, and they'll win.
The parents are livid.
Yeah.
There is going to be a final hearing about this coming up soon, and I would hope that everybody in the area floods this meeting and say this is ridiculous.
It'll come down to the school board, and you never know who's depending on who's on a school board, how they're going to rule on stuff like this.
Well, I don't think it should depend on who's on the school board. It should come down to what the law states. The law says, according to this, that they are within their rights to play with these types of guns, these toy guns, in their front yard. These are kids. Now, there are some extenuating circumstances that I thought we'd talk about. All right?
By the way, the caller just told us that it is illegal to discharge your BB gun or pellet gun in the backyard of your house in the city of Wausau.
Oh, well. So, I'll probably adhere to the law. Probably. But when I was a kid, why? When I was a kid, I used to go in my backyard. I went in my backyard when I was a kid. We'd shoot at cockroaches and lizards that crawled around in the garage parents' house.
You had a still in your backyard, too, didn't
no,
you?
No, we did not have a still. My parents wore shoes and had all their teeth. God. My dad did not refer to his wife as, hey, Ma. That's not how my family was. Thank you very much. God. Although,
your uncle had a still.
Although Uncle Cecil.
Yeah.
You know, now that I think back on it, I probably ought to not say any much more about my family, because Uncle Cecil, he was from Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Cecil could take a bottle of 10 High bourbon and turn it up, and bubbles would fly out of it, you know, glurgle, 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 before he was done. Yeah. I got lots of stories about Uncle Cecil. But we're not going to talk about
it. You could write
him.
A book.
Yeah, my family would love that. Anyway, so... I used to shoot my BB gun in the backyard when I was a kid. One time the neighbors called the police and said that I was shooting at them. The police showed up. He came in the backyard. He saw where we were shooting, saw that the target that we had set up was one that caught most of the pellets and so forth. I said, you know, I apologize. I said, if a ricochet bounced in their general direction, we are very sorry. If we broke anything, we'll pay for it. I said, but... the one way that you can be sure that that we were not shooting at the neighbors is because we didn't hit the neighbor. I said, if I was shooting at the neighbor, I would have hit the neighbor. The officer kind of looked at me a little odd. Keep in mind, I'm in middle school when I'm saying this. There wasn't any laws being broken. There was no citation ordered. He left. So I'm not exactly 100% sure I can support a law that says you can't shoot. Kids can't go in the backyard, especially if it's a big enough backyard, and shoot their BB gun in the backyard. I think it's stupid, but whatever. I'm not going to take on that fight today. The problem I have here, though, is that the school system way overstepped their boundaries. Now, there's one other small detail about this story that some could say, all right, well, now the school system has the right. Let's talk about that when we get back. There is an additional bit of information regarding this story that I want to run down to its logical conclusion. Did the kids give the school system the right to get involved? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155. Your calls and more next.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back. It is 8:22. A little break in the law by Judas Priest. All right. So the issue that I wanted to bring up, the other extenuating circumstances, some of the people are saying that the kids that were playing with these toy guns were not just in their front yard. They were running around the street, and a couple of kids apparently were running down the street and saying that they had gotten hit with the pellets that the kids were shooting. All right. Now, if that's the case, if they were outside of their private property, then they have broken the city ordinance. The question comes in, is that still the jurisdiction of the school zone, the school board? My opinion is, if the kids are not, they're not at the bus stop, they are not at the bus stop, they're not on school property, the school's jurisdiction ends there. If the kids have broken some kind of city or county ordinance by playing with these toys off of their property, well, now that becomes an issue that the parents have got to get involved in. If the kids have broken an ordinance and, you know, they get a ticket or some kind of a minor civil infraction or something like that, parents have got to take care of that. But it's the parents' issue, not the kids.
What about extracurricular activities? Maybe not suspend them from school. Does the football team have the right to suspend them if they are caught breaking a city ordinance or a law off of school property?
All right, say that one more time.
Well, say that they were caught drinking in their backyard.
Okay.
Breaking the law.
Right.
They get a disorderly conduct or an underage drinking citation from the city.
Right.
What punishment can the school inflict for something like that? Obviously, if the football team has rules, most of the time you sign an athletic code piece of paper that says you will not engage in these activities outside of school.
Okay, now that's the very important fact. Okay. If it's a band or a football team or a sports team of some sort, and they've signed an agreement with the school system that said that they will abstain and not do this behavior. Well, now they've broken an agreement with the school, and yes, the school has the authority to do something.
There's probably some fine print in the school handbook that says if you break the city codes or laws in any way, we have the right to inflict a punishment.
Yeah, and if that's the case, they signed the code of the code book of conduct, that kind of thing, then they have agreed to the rules and regulations as they've been set forth. They broke the then yes, the school system has something to do with this. But if the school system has not set up that parameter, this is not the school system's jurisdiction. And you have to understand, you may love your school. You may think your school system is awesome. You may think that they are giving your kids the best education possible. It's not the case if they're using Common Core, but I digress. But if you have to understand, it is still a government entity. It may be a local government entity. It is still the government. And that has no right to tell you or guide you or restrict you in how you raise your children.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the school board in this town reacts to this, because I'm sure the parents will bring it before the board, because let's face it, a lot of school boards are controlled by factions, are controlled by cliques, are controlled by people that might look at things differently than many people in the city do. It'll be interesting to see how they deal with the situation like that.
Well, I just I don't agree with the school system being involved. I believe they are extremely overstepping their jurisdiction, and I don't like this at all. I believe even if the kids were out in the street playing with the toy guns in violation of county, city, municipal ordinances, this is an issue for the parents to take up, not the school system. Don't like it. Don't like it at all. And I think it should be fought tooth and nail. The other thing that I want to talk about, and we may get into a little bit later, we've got a special guest waiting for us from the American Cancer Society. There's an amazing study that is getting ready to take place. An amazing study. And they are trying to get people in our area to volunteer for this study. This is a long-term cancer study. And cancer is one of those insidious diseases that take out so many of us. And there's a lot of research being done, but a lot more research can be done. We're going to be talking to a special guest about What is the enrollment? Who are they looking for? Are you a candidate to be a participant? Tom, I think I've already signed you up. Because there's probing, there's some kind of needles involved. Now, not for everybody, but for you.
Just for me, yeah, great.
Just for you. Mm-hmm. Strap you down and poke and prod and that kind of thing. You don't mind that, do you?
No, not at all.
I didn't think so. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. And then also, if we've got time today, I would like to talk about the open carry laws here and how it kind of relates to the first story that we've talked to.
Oh, open carry for guns.
Open carry for guns.
Not for cans of beer.
Yeah. No, I guess I should qualify.
Yes, this is Wisconsin now. Qualify that, please.
Open carry? What? Yeah, no, not open container. Open carry of firearms. It all comes down to responsible behavior. It all ties in together. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day. Feedback at 8. The biggest talkers. And did we mention football? There's only one station that delivers it all. Every day. AM 550. FM 99.9. WSAU.